guest is Safia Abdallah. Safia, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, David?
I'm doing great.
Great. Awesome.
I understand you are a college student.
Yes, I am.
And but you're way more than a college student. You're doing a lot more than I did in college. Tell me about some of the stuff you do.
So one of my big commitments at the moment is I work as a maintainer on an open source project called Interact.
Interact, yeah.
So I'm in the weeds with the day-to-day of submitting pull requests, managing issues, writing documentation, all the fun of like managing.
Very cool. I want to come back to that, but first I want to call out some of the other things you're doing in the community.
For sure.
Like this, we're here at PyData Chicago. You're involved in that.
Yeah, so PyData Chicago is two things. It's a meetup, and it's a conference, and it's a meetup that is aimed at the data science community and the open source community. So we bring in a lot of researchers and data scientists who are using open source tools to do some really cool things in like industry and academia. And we get them in the same space to like innovate and think up new ideas. And it's a very fulfilling community to be a part of. Everyone's so intelligent and smart. And I love organizing events like this.
This is, I think, an annual thing, right?
Yes. So this is the first time that we've held it in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do it again next year and many more years after
All right.
that.
And then in between conferences, you're also involved in the community as well, right?
Yeah. So there's the meetup as well. And that meets monthly. So I'm always looking for local speakers to come in and present about really interesting topics related to open source and data science. And you get all sorts of fantastic talent there too.
All right. So now you mentioned machine learning and open source, but the name of the this conference is PyData, implying that it has a Python focus to it, which is a popular language for machine learning.
Yeah. So it starts off with a lot of Python projects. You might have heard of things like Pandas or NumPy if you're a Python user. If you haven't, these are all things that data scientists use day in and day out. So we got to have the Python in there. And also, it allows you to make, like, really fun puns about pie. The kind
and,
to eat.
Oh, and Monty Python, of course.
And Monty Python.
All right. And let's talk about your open source project. That's,
for sure.
That's really cool. What's it called? Interact?
Yes, so it's called Interact.
Okay.
That's N-T-E-R-A-C-T.
You have to spell it wrong so you get the domain name.
Yep. You have to spell it wrong. It's what happens in 2016, unfortunately. Yeah. So it's an open source project that I've been working on for about 5 months, and we're really an interactive computing application that's designed to be launched from the desktop and really accessible to the everyday computer user, the business intelligent user, and the average programmer who doesn't want to worry about like messy configuration files and like launching things from terminal, which can get kind of hairy sometimes.
Okay, so Python developers, they're at the command line typing in what looks like cryptic commands to the rest of us.
Yeah.
And your open source project makes that easier?
Yeah, it makes it easier. And it also allows developers to write a story around their code. So with Interact, you can create interactive documents that contain executable code in Markdown. So for example, if you as a developer evangelist are looking to write a blog post about an interesting new technical concept, you can write it in Interact. You can have your text. And you can have like executable code that people can actually run on their machines. And it's a really joyful experience because code isn't a singular thing. It's always in the context of a story. And you need a really good application to be able to merge code and the narrative together.
Interesting. Tell me a little about the technology behind it, how you built it.
So the application is developed using React, which is a front-end library developed by the folks at Facebook. And we package the application
That's a JavaScript library.
It is a JavaScript library. So a large majority of the application, actually the entire application, is written in JavaScript.
And yet it's not a web app.
It's a desktop app. And that's done using another platform called Electron, which is published by the Atom team inside GitHub.
Sure.
And Electron essentially allows you to package a web app as a cross-platform desktop application. So you can actually run Interact whether you're on Windows or Linux or OS X.
I see. So you've written it in a JavaScript framework, hosted in Electron. And how does it communicate? You mentioned it's using some frameworks.
So one of the key kind of attributes is the fact that you can actually execute code when you're using the Interact application. And that's done using something called the Jupyter Messaging Protocol. And it's a specification created by another open source project called Project Jupyter that basically illustrates specifications for communicating between a front end, like a desktop environment like Interact, and a kernel running on a back end, which is executing code. So you can think about it as like passing JSON messages back and forth. And if you're interested in hearing more about that, I actually give a talk at PyData about this topic.
Oh, okay.
So the video for that should be up soon if you want to like go home on YouTube and look up my name and kernels and something
sure.
should come
what
up.
Sure. What's the URL for the PyData conference website?
So if you're interested in finding more about the conference, you can go to pydata.org/Chicago 2016.
Okay.
We'll or put that in the notes. Insert the year.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, now, did you start this project, Interact? Did you?
No.
Is it your brainchild?
I didn't start it. It was started by another developer who's a great friend and mentor of mine by mm-hmm. the name of Kyle Kelly. He's a brilliant guy, and he kind of brought me on and really into the project. And I just got really excited about it and his vision for it and contributed a lot of my own ideas. And I help out with maintaining the project on okay. a daily basis.
And now are you, for the last 5 months you've been the main manager of this project, right? Has he stepped aside?
And no. So I'm a maintainer and there's several of us. He's one of them. I'm the other.
Okay.
And we work hand in hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me a little about the open source process of this. Are you? Is it just the two of you, or are you taking commitments from the,
yeah,
the world
we're
at large?
We're taking contributors from all over the world. We're always mentoring people. We're always looking for people to be new contributors as well. If you follow us on Twitter, mm-hmm. which is interact.io,
okay.
We post about 3 tweets a day of issues on our project that are friendly for new contributors that they can come and work on.
Hmm.
And, you know, if you successfully submit a pull request to our repository and you get it merged, you get a shout out on Twitter as a
nice.
Thanks. So, yeah, we're really looking to grow our community. We're always accepting new contributors. So come join us if
is
you'd
that,
like.
Is that a challenge to accept pull requests from strangers
Not
merge
at all.
Them with your own code?
Not at all. I love it. I think it's healthy to have diverse perspectives and mm-hmm. people who challenge you or present really unique things to you. And sometimes it's so crazy because someone on the other side of the world or just around the corner can like see your product in a different way or see
yeah.
a problem in it that you never imagined.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun. I always try to embrace everyone that joins our project.
What's next for the project? Do you have a set of features that you
mm-hmm.
plan to roll out in the near future?
Yes, so we are in the alpha process right now. We are making alpha releases. If you're interested in like trying out very cutting-edge software,
mm-hmm.
you can download it and try it out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have our beta out soon, hopefully. And then in the future, we're looking to add some really exciting things like real-time collaboration so that people can work on the same interactive document as once.
Ah.
We're also hoping to integrate it with Git so people can version control their documents
sure.
in a really clean and friendly way. So there's lots of amazing things on the roadmap. We've got an initiatives repository on our GitHub organization where you can like check out what we're planning to do and how we're going to take over the world.
All right. and then you have an online presence, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm Captain Sophia on Twitter.
Of course you are.
I'm a big Star Trek fan, so
okay.
I always had to snag the captain. And I tweet
make it
about
so, and it
yeah,
so.
yes. I tweet about open source. I tweet about tech. I tweet about inclusion in tech.
Uh-huh.
All sorts of things occasionally, like what I'm eating or
really?
How much I ran that day. yeah.
Sophia, thank you so much for your
no
time.
No problem. Thanks, David, for having me. We all love technology and we all love to code, but what's more important when we're doing all of this is to remember that everything is better with friends, so join the open source community and make some new friends.